Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. With all the confusing information coming out about the current state of the U.S. economy, it would make sense to look at another time in American history with some similar confusion and the horrible outcome that resulted. The creation of the Federal Reserve Bank was enacted in 1913. It went into operation the next year. That made it easy to see the correlation between changes in the money supply and economic activity. From 1921 through mid-1928, the Fed increased the money supply by more than 60%. This would have led to soaring consumer prices, except there was a burst of technological advancement then that resulted in cheaper ways to produce goods such as automobiles. Instead, it was stock prices that soared. But by 1928, the Fed reversed course. From the beginning of that year to August 1929, the Fed increased the discount rate that it charged banks from 3.5% to 6%. Then, for the 3 years after the stock market crash in 29, it shrank the money supply by 30%. Over a year before the 1929's Black Thursday on October 24, wealthy families such as the Baruchs and Kennedys were selling their stock and buying bonds and gold. Michigan was hit about as hard as any state in the stock market crash, with automotive and mining companies getting hammered. William Durant, founder of General Motors, lost almost all of his wealth, as did investors such as Winston Churchill and Clarence Birdseye. U.S. auto production was more than 5 million vehicles in 1929. 3 years later, vehicle production had declined 75%. The American economy was in a mild recession in 1930. Then multiple government actions over the next several years turned what should have been a relatively short recession into more than a decade-long worldwide depression. As a consequence, the U.S. unemployment rate of less than 9% in 1930 rose to more than 25% 3 years later. The worst government action was enactment of the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Bill in June 1930. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more details on what really happened in the Great Depression, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.